שלום, אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 469.
Hello, we're reading in בעל הסולם. The article is Exile and Redemption. We're in the heading The Difference Between a Secular Ideal and a Religious Ideal. You can find it in our kabbalahmedia.info archive. Questions can be asked live on Kab TV or Sviva Tova.
So in this article, Exile and Redemption, in its first part, in the part Harmony Between Religion and the Law of Development, or Blind Faith, why is it this or that? Because that's our attitude. Either we refer to reality as to a law of development that must be realized, and we have to help it, facilitate it, this being our development, or refer to this law as blind faith, that this is how it is, and that's that. And then we're not demanded to change in any way in the way that we function. So eventually, he said that this is how the people of Israel developed. Well, it's actually not a people, it's a group consisting of the 70 nations of the world that was put together by Abraham, and he came out of Babylon into and took them to the land of Canaan and called them Israel, from the words Yashakel, meaning according to their direction, aimed straight at the Creator. And this group went through many changes, because in the work of the Creator and the correction of their inner desire, surely they went through many different states, ascents, descents, despairs, and so on, and eventually they've reached a state where they've built the temple, meaning a kli, a holy common kli, in their unity, that they were really on the degree of mochin dechaya, almost the end of correction. There was only need to add the rest of mankind to them, that those that were outside of them, which is truly, and quantity-wise, they're many, but quality-wise, they're very few, because they're on the degree of the still. And that society, they were not able to overcome this, because this is how it was planned, pre-planned, and therefore they fell. And he said that this was in the times of Tzedok and Baitos, and back then society divided into two. Those who said that, no, we have to fight for Lishma, and those that said, we can keep the Torah and Mitzvot even without Lishma. But the way it's kept, the way it's written. And since then, society divided into two. The only ones that kept to the opinion of the Purshim, who are called Kabbalists, that say that it's necessary to reach Lishma. And the others that say, those that back then followed the Tzedokim, who say, no, we don't necessarily have to be in Lishma. That's enough for us as is. We're getting a sufficient reward. And we're even more right than the Purshim. And until this day, the rift, this cut, is present, and in our times, it's only becoming more and more revealed. And certainly, its revelation separates these two groups. And in the future, we'll see how the Creator will arrange it, what process these two groups will go through, and mankind in general, and in general, the people of Israel that did not pertain to one group or the other, and how everything will come to the general correction of the general soul. And so, we came to the paragraph, the difference between...
I'd like to ask about this separation between the kings and the prophets. There was a, was it within the society of Kabbalists that it happened?
No. There's something about it, but the division is only that, do we have to reach Lishma or don't we? This first and foremost. I remember when I lived in Rehovot, I became religious. I went to study Gemara with this person, religious person, very nice person. He was in his mid-30s and he had a family and everything, and he worked as a teacher in a religious school. My son back then started studying there. So I asked him, what does Lishma mean? Because everywhere it says that we have to keep, that we have to live our life and keep the mitzvot, Lishma. And I just became religious, I have to know. He says, Lishma, it's suppose I teach Torah, it means that I study the Torah, Lishma. And to me it was really strange. So any person who studies and teaches and is engaged in it, whether it's his profession or not, it means that he does it Lishma. What is Lishma? Rabash told me that he went to the United States and he visited the rabbi from Lubavitch. He told him that he also wants to enter this and the Rebbe said, yeah, but still your father has his Torah. And he said, my father is in the world of truth, and if he sees that I'm choosing greater truth, then he'll only be happy about it because he's already in the recognition of truth. And he asked him, how long will it take me to reach Lishma? Do you have such students? So the Lubavitch Rebbe said, yeah, for example, at the ages of 16, 17, the fellows that study here in my yeshiva, they're already in Lishma. Meaning it depends on how do we define what Lishma means.
Nevertheless, how can a nation that's in attainment divide into two? Or maybe they weren't in attainment. Maybe in advance they were divided into two and it was just disclosed during the ruin.
No. This depends on the degree of the will to receive that awakens in a person. If you did not reach the end of correction, that's it. You've exhausted your entire ego, your full will to receive. That includes the whole of reality. That's it. You realized it to the full. And you corrected it completely, that's it. That's called Gemar Tikkun. But if it's still not Gemar Tikkun, then any ego that awakens and is greater than you are, then it simply trips you. I've corrected 99%. Now I need to correct one more percent in order to reach 100. I fall. I fall into what? Into complete corporeality. Beastliness, like Rabbi Shimon from the market. I'm standing in the middle of the market and I'm saying, lottery here, this, that, buy here, the meaning of life. This you understand? You can understand this.
And then what? Whoever fell in that period of time, start to draw the people after him to the market. To that.
Yeah. They didn't say anything, just that it's lo lishma.
So what now is the definition of lishma?
Lishma? It's for the sake of the Creator, everything, that you have nothing left for yourself. Well, let's advance.
We're in the writings of Bala Sulam. The article is Exile and Redemption. We're on the heading, the difference between a secular ideal and a religious ideal. A secular ideal stems from humanness, and hence cannot raise itself above humanness. Conversely, a religious ideal, which stems from the Creator, can raise itself above humanity. This is because the basis for a secular ideal is equalization, and the price of glorifying man and his acts is in order to boast in the eyes of people. And although he is sometimes disgraced in the eyes of his contemporaries, he still relies on other generations and is still a precious thing for him, like a gem that fuels its owner, although no one knows of it or cherishes it. Whereas a religious ideal is based on glory in the eyes of the Creator. Hence, he who follows a religious ideal can raise himself above humanity.
Meaning that he doesn't care about what goes on with mankind. How does mankind appreciate him, respect him, more or less? He could be cautious that they won't ruin what he wants to deliver. But really, the feedback that he gets from mankind doesn't touch me personally. It touches only my ability to disseminate, my development and so on, but not that his method, as a result, could change. This is what's very important. And that it says, wise be, or sages, be careful with your words. It means that don't be influenced by the market, but continue in your direction, and somehow the Creator will help. Either he'll lower you or advance you, but you have to continue with your truth. What a coca.
So how is the lolishma different that we're going through than
the lolishma that we're going through is that we want to reach lishma. Lolishma is the recognition of evil that we're not in order to bestow. We're not in order to bestow. It's a part of the path. It's a period that we have to go through. He says there that it'll never be so that a person will immediately enter Lishma, but always he'll find this excerpt. But
because before, when Dudi asked, you said to him that from Lishma they fell to Lolishma. So why in the falls to Lolishma they don't go through the process that we're going through in Lolishma?
Because they're in retreat. It is the deterioration of generations that was pre-planned. This is what Jacob wanted to disclose to his sons and didn't about this entire process. But this process has to be until the end of generations, that we climb through the first temple, second temple, fall, go into exile, and then you have the war over the final correction.
So why is it still called Lolishma if it's not in the direction of the Creator eventually?
Because they fell from the degree of Lishma, they were already in receiving in order to bestow on the degree of Mochin Dechaya, and they fell from that. And they had to fall. Because without this shattering, in our times, it would have been impossible to discover the Mochin of Yechida. Because what broke there during the times of the first temple is the attitude toward the upper degree, that it is impossible to reach the upper degree unless you connect with the entire Kli, with all the nations.
Why is their fall causing a split of seemingly two methods?
Because this is the main thing. They fell from receiving in order to bestow. That this is the main thing about the Lishma, to receive in order to bestow. And bestowing in order to bestow, it's not that conspicuous. Because bestowing in order to bestow, it's, you know, something amorphous, I don't know how to put it. That, you know, it's neither, it's something intermediate, neither milk nor, well, in short, something intermediate without clear discernments regarding the will to receive.
So what's their goal from the moment of the fall? What's their goal?
What's the goal of the people of Israel? To reach their final shattering. Not that they know it or don't know it, but to reach their final shattering and then to reach a state of the nations of the world that there's barely any difference. Here you have the matter of the religions that are beginning to form. And toward the final correction. And look, Abraham gave birth to his first son, what, Isaac? Ismail. And when did Islam begin to develop? In the 6th century, more or less. Around the 6th century, 7th even. So look how it was. Even after Christianity. Okay, well, we'll tie these things together. We'll talk about it, but...
Yeah. Can this process repeat itself, or it already happened once and that's it?
No, it happened just once. It never repeats itself. Besides the end of correction, everything else already happened. But
it's like we're learning history now.
Why is history? It's the preparation of our Kli for our work.
I'm asking, could it be that a society of Kabbalists like Bnei Baruch can rise to spirituality and attainment and then fall again?
No.
For the
final correction? No. Now we're only raised in sanctity. I don't know. I never went through all the stages, but to my opinion, only forward.
Seda. Yofi.
We can open up on the same article in Hebrew. We'll find it. The article, one mitzvah, making contentment without him knowing so. One should always hope for the time to come and for the solution to come that they will be able to begin the work of the Creator in Lishma, but as it was then, it is now, and for the future as well. Every worker of the Creator must begin in the engagement of this work from Lulishma, and from it he will come to Lishma. And the way to reach this degree is unlimited in time, but in those who qualify one in the measure of his control over his heart. Therefore, many will rise and fall on the field of the business in Lodishma and will die without wisdom. With that, their reward is great, because the thought of a person is not capable of appreciating that precious value of bringing contentment to his Maker. And even one who does it not under that condition, nevertheless, because he is unworthy in another way, he also brings contentment to his Maker. And this is called unconsciously doing so.
Suppose like a baby. He wants to do something good, but he can't. But still, he gives contentment. Even though that It's something that he doesn't do consciously or without any clear result. The same with us, because still, we're walking around in the Creator's world, who set the different conditions, who knows in advance what's going to come out. And it's not that there's something to hide or to reveal regarding him, but it all depends on the extent of our devotion. And so, again, I'm repeating the same sentence. Everyone serves the Creator, the seculars too, the felons, doesn't matter who and what. Everyone is the Creator's servant in terms of everyone's realizing the orders of the Creator or nature. Only it's called consciously or unconsciously. This is the only thing that we're talking about. Nice to hear that, right? Ah, thank God, at least this way, I'm doing what I'm supposed to. Yes, Moshe.
Nevertheless, can you explain what's the essence of Lishma? Why is it so important? Other than the fact that it's the Creator and it's His quality and we have to reach it, what?
I can't say because I have a very clear example in front of me. The Rabash, he told me, and also he told Miller later on, I found out, he wanted for us to know, Miller and I. So he told us that once Baal HaSulam took Rabash's elder child, Shmuel Ashlag, may he rest in peace, he passed away in 1993, 1994, he was made the chief rabbi there instead of the Rabash. And when Shmuel was still a young boy, Baal HaSulam talked to him, and then he asked, "Grandpa, what does Lishma mean?" And then Baal HaSulam told him. And he said, "This is not in man's abilities to achieve, and just something that I'm not going to be engaged in." And since then, he studied only tests. He liked studying. He was very smart. Liked studying. He knew tests back and forth. He was with the tests all the time. He used to travel. He worked in Argentina and other places. He was studying all the time. Sometimes he used to come to our lessons. What explanations, what questions, really? In terms of tests, an angel. But regarding the creator's work, he didn't want to hear about it. He doesn't want to have anything to do it. Why? Because Baal HaSulam let him feel what that is. We're just saying words and everyone hears something through this ear of his, and until he passes it through his mind and heart, and it becomes more and more corrupted, and we don't understand what it is. But it's forbidden. Forbidden to disclose. Where does it say about that it's forbidden to disclose what Lishma is? That about this it says, sages, be careful with what you say. Yeah, with the disclosure of one portion of the concealment of two, and so on, yeah. Why? Because it's so opposed to our nature, so opposite, that a person feels that it is not in his ability to achieve at all. It's impossible. It's like you'll be told that once you'll be able to jump from the 100th floor, and not only stay alive, but, you know, not to fall, but... You understand? It's against all the laws, all rationale. Okay. You found it? No. Okay, we reached a state where we have to listen to New York. Okay, not Monterey, New York. New York, go ahead.
New York.
New York.
Hey, Paul.
Shomim, shomim.
Nice. Two things for everyone. Number one, you guys probably noticed that we played songs from congresses during the lesson, the workshop. So this is part of what Rav will have during the congress. He'll have a list of all the songs available for playback as music, and also.
רק אני מבקש, ליאו, ליאו, רגע.
Only just a second, Leo. I'm only asking that next to every song, like Chup did, he prepared it. You prepared it? Ah, Danny did. Okay. So next to every song, what language is it in? And this is the main thing.
You have it in the mail already with all the songs and everything.
Okay, so I have it. Carry on, Leo.
Question, Rav, if you prefer during workshops, for example, instead of to have a nigun, a live nigun from a group that is ready for it.
I think
that a live is better, a live melody, because we always have a majority that doesn't understand, that don't understand a certain language. Hebrew, Spanish, English, Russian, so it's better to have melodies. A nigun. But still, you can't have melodies all the time, so. Of course, in such congresses, I prefer English because it's more international, even though that. Well, we'll see. It'll be various. It's still too early to decide. No, I don't want a band. I want for everyone to participate in the Congress, in tens, and to think only about the Congress, about the connection at heart, and not about the different tunes. So, will be like everyone. It's a congress where the hearts are connected by an electronical system.
The other thing then is on the website, one.kabbalah.info, maybe we have a slide, we've added a registration form, a global registration form. So regardless of whether you're signing up at the congress, in whatever center you are, we're asking every friend, man and woman, to go to the website and register for the global congress. It would really help us. There's also a counter above it that shows... Show it, but it's ready. 1.kabbalah.info.
One Kabbalah Info. Beseder.
Thank you.
Lirshem Sham. Tov.
So register there. Okay, I'll register today. What's next? That's it. Good. So there's no point to continue. What can we do? This evening we have the Zohar lesson, whoever can make it. And any other questions?
We said that everyone is the Creator's workers. We're all in the Creator's service. What is the role of the tzedukim in advancing the plan of creation then and now?
You're a bright guy, and you understand that. I don't really want to elaborate on this. Especially that you're asking what is their role today. The role of the Kabbalists, this we know what it is, that they have to disclose to everyone about the general system, about the general role of everyone and the whole of mankind, how to discover the Creator, how to reach the end of correction, the entire process that we're going through, it has to be clear to everyone. Why? Because the world is going to break into different parts, into different chunks, and people have to know how to correct this so that all of these we can't avoid or prevent all these chatterings. That industry will break, that society will break. It all has to break. It has to be built anew. But not for us to reach a world war, not for us to start burning everything that there is. But where the ego used to work and worked in order to fulfill itself, there these systems have to break. The financial system, where 80% of all that we make in industry, in terms of food and everything, is redundant. Anything that is opposed to man and society. This has to be broken, and before that we have to prepare our dissemination, our explanation.
I discovered that in order to overcome something and advance forward, we need to understand the force and its goal and what it does actually. And for us to be able to now, in the process of our ascent, to use and build anew the Kli, we need to understand it. I feel like I need to understand what is this force that broke the Kli, so we'll be able to connect it into our force.
Because we learn only from the separation, connection. This is how we learn. Like you give a child something that's taken apart, and you want for him to correctly connect it. This is how mankind learns about itself, on itself. So it's a process. This is why we have to explain what is it done for, why, that we have no choice, and as a result we'll have a new mind and heart that will allow us to reach the degree of the Creator. Yeah?
Leo asked me to correct a certain confusion. He asked now that other than the songs that you have a list, if you want, like in Shabbat, you say to we all of a sudden that there's some nigun of Bar Sulam without a band, just some lay 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 that everyone will start singing. Do you want that also as an option? So you know that you'll have a group that says, Leo, now let's do a nigun. And then when they start with lay lay lay.
And where I'm sitting in the studio. And where is he?
No, we'll discuss between us. Maybe we'll sit here with Smagin and Ruin. We will start. We'll discuss with him. Only if you want it as an option, so that we know to prepare it. That whatever you say.
I act out of what you tell me to. Especially that it's a congress, so I want to enter its framework. Okay, Moscow. Last.
Rav, I didn't manage to understand any complaint, any claim for the fact that the society should be based upon spiritual connection and spiritual education. It says that a person then rises above corporeality, etc. After all, we see that a person who goes through the spiritual states in connection, etc., actually falls once, and you can't rely on it.
Okay, we'll have to explain this tomorrow. Keep the question. Good question. And in the meantime,
Zohar, listen, you're welcome to invite this evening at 5:30 Israel time, live with Rav Lightman on Zohar Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers, and good day. The Fundamentals to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, the Kabbalah Alam campus is happy to invite you to an acquaintance evening towards the opening of a fundamental course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. These acquaintance evenings will take place in 14 different branches all over the country. It costs 30 shekel to enter with RSVP. Details, KABCOIL or 1-700-509-209. The World Virtual Convention 2018, Arvut is one man. Thousands of friends will connect all over the country from December 14th to 16th. Join us to watch Rav's lessons, workshops, Yeshivot Chavirim, meals, and so much more. For details, 1kabbalah.info. Thank you and good day. Song.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן,
זה הזמן לאהבה.
כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם, את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב, למעוף של בוקר יום.
הנה ביונה לבנה עם הלב בפי המרקד שלום.
זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לאהבה.